Why would my father have a mortgage to a house I've never heard about? And what's the deal with Jenny Hill?
Maybe she's a friend.
Maybe she's more than that. My father was a traveling salesman. He could have easily had a second life, a second family.
Stop, that's not real.
What is real with my father? What if all these crazy stories are just a smokescreen so we don't bother looking for the truth? My father bought a secret house in Ashton. I can't pretend he didn't find this.
Okay, I know you want to find answers, but think about the time you have left. You're here to make peace with him, not start a war.
War? Did he tell you the war story? Because that's when I first realized he was making it all up.
I'll get the fire started!
No, I don't like to talk too much about the war. Two days I was just a common soldier like all the other Alabama boys, but then one night, there was an enemy message.
What did it say?
That very night at the big USO show, the enemy was planning to kill General Patterson.
How?
With a poison blow dart shot by a deadly assassin. Only I could save him.
Aren't you scared?
A man does what he must. A hero does what no other man can.
Isn't that wrong?
My dad's story is the most beautiful woman has always been wrong.
There's a boy who knows the way I feel. Someone who is confident and real. Always at the ready. Always by my side. How I hope someday I'll be his bride. Colors of the only man I love, red, white, and true. The sky for me announcing victory, red, white, and true. Wherever tensions seem to flare, he is the one who's standing there. And when he leads the way, we can stop and say, red, white, and true.
Die, General Patterson!
It was at that moment I realized who my opponent was. Red Fang, the poison assassin.
What are the colors of the only man I love? Red, white, and true. Who is the guy for us, forever glorious? Red, white, and true. Wherever evil comes to town, he's the one who brings it. He's the one who brings it down. Let him lead the way as we shout hooray. Red, he's red, white, and
hey, not part of the show, not part of the show.
What do you say? Lots of people say that was the turning point of the war. I like to think it was just one man doing his part. Spend my region.
I don't care how far you go, Edward Bloom, just as long as you make it back. There's a young child right there.
So, you got another soccer game this week?
It's not soccer season anymore.
Of course not. Well, I'm gonna need you to look after your mother. You're the man of the house while I'm gone.
Where? Where are you going?
Everywhere. How do I explain it? It's not about a destination, Will. The road is something that's in you, a need. You don't drive it, it drives you, understand?
No.
I've never been a man who lived an office life. I've never been a man behind a desk. I've always been a man who said that staying still is playing dead. The kind who's looking forward to the challenges ahead. People say that's irresponsible. People tell me stay at home. But I'm not made for things like mowing lawns or apron strings. I'm my best when not at rest. So I'll fight the dragons and I storm the castle. And I'll win a battle or two. Then comes the day it's time. I'm packing up and I am bringing all my stories home to you. All I can see is miles ahead with miles to go. All I can see is wind and sun and sky. Up for a coffee, make a friend, and pray the day will never end. Cause there's one more adventure waiting round another bend. Where I fight the dragons, and I storm the castle, and I win a battle or two. But then a feeling comes like 50,000 drums all banging. Bring my stories home to you. And I wonder as I wander on a road from door to door, exactly what you think of where I've been. Do you know I joined the circus, met a mermaid, fought a war? Do you know I think of you through thick and thin? Because even though I'm making deals and bringing people joy, I'm usually only thinking of my boy. Out there on the road, I pray you'll come to me one day and say, let's fight the dragons and then storm the castles till we win what needs to be won. So when I'm old and tired, you'll do the job required. You'll be there telling stories to yourself.
And we'll
fight the dragons and we'll storm the castles, and I do the best that I can. But everybody knows that's how the story goes. To turn each boy into a bigger man. So I'll fight the dragons. Stranger, I'm feeling stranger than I ever felt before. So much more different, like something old has joined with something new. What should I do?
Is you only see 10% of them. The other 90% is below the water where you can't see it. And that's what it is with you, Dad. I'm only seeing this little bit that sticks out above the water.
What? You're seeing down my nose, my chin?
I have no idea who you are. Because you've never told me a single fact.
I talk about myself all the time. I tell stories.
Yes, you tell stories, Dad. You make stuff up. And I'm wondering if it's all to conceal something you don't want people to know.
You got me, my secret identity.
Can we talk about Ashton, Dad?
Ashton? I grew up there, you know that.
So why did we never visit? It's not that far of a drive.
Nothing to see there.
Dad, when I'm about to have a kid of my own here, it would kill me if he went through this whole life with doubts.
It would kill you, huh? Let's hear it then. What exactly are you accusing me of, Will?
I'm not. I'm just trying to get a handle on some things.
Handle them as you will. I think we're done talking.
Dad.
Get out!
Will! What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Calm down. Calm down, Will.
I know you're trying to protect me, but you can't.
What happened?
He attacked me. Come after me like I'm a villain. Each time he tells another tale, he drifts another step from me. He's got it wrong. I'm not the bad guy. I wish I knew the reasons he chooses fantasy instead of facing facts. Something hidden, something he fears. Will I learn the truth before he disappears? This river between us grows wider each day. He talks, but he mostly has little to say. I beg him to separate the truth from the tale, but his river invites him. River between us grows harder to bear. Standing beside me, but not really there. His flights turn to fancy as soon as he'll start. But his fancy excites him, so Edward takes heart. My father talks.
box of miracles, of mystery and faith. He's been around the world, he says, and dined with heads of state. My father speaks of fireworks, of shooting stars above you. But how can you believe a liar when he says, I love you? This river between us. There's a river between us. There's an ocean between us.
Now I finally get the knife. My son's convinced that I'm a liar. Now there's a funny punchline, and in the final hour, discarded like trash, he insults me, then stands apart and thinks he's smart. This river between us is selfish and cold. It flows where it wants to, it can't be controlled. My son doesn't want me to be what I am. Don't give a damn.
He only sees what he invents.
He only sees in black and white.
All make believe and all pretend.
And always wants to start a fight.
He doesn't change.
He doesn't stay. And so the river winds its way.
This river between us may never be crossed. And while we stay silent, we're violently tossed. I'll leave him to ponder.
I'll leave him alone.
Cause he's made of stone. He's made of stone.
He's made of stone. This river between us can rage like the sea. Holding on for dear life is my child and me. He'll come to his senses.
He's swimming and yet
he'll drop his defenses.
He's caught in the net. And though I can't change him, someday you'll regret.
This river between us,
between us, between us, between us. This river, this river, this river, this river, this.
Edward, honey, it's me. You're okay. Let's calm down. Just tell me what happened.
I was drowning. It all got kind of blurry.
It's okay, honey. It was just a nightmare. You're right here with me.
The roof should hold up. The shingles still got at least 10 years in them. You'll be fine. Oh, honey, what did I say?
In your face, I see a lifetime. Where I end and
Son. You look so much like him.
How did you know my father?
From high school. Before that, even.
Were you and my father having an affair?
Wow, you just said it.
I've seen him with women. He flirts. He always has. On some level, I presumed he was cheating on my mother. I just never had proof. That's your signature, right? The deed to this house. He co-signed the loan.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you come here today? If you found this, why didn't you just ask Eddie?
Because he's dying.
Look, I don't know how much you want to know about any of this. You have one image of your father, and it would be wrong of me to go and change it.
My father talked about a lot of things he never did. And I'm sure he did a lot of things he never talked about. I'm just trying to reconcile the two. You said you went to high school with him. Was that here in Ashton?
It was in Ashton, but Ashton wasn't here. You do know what happened to the town, right?
No.
Oh, honey, that's the only reason your father came back. The state was building a new reservoir. The whole valley was going to be flooded. In just a few hours, the town of Ashton would be 30 feet underwater. Edward Bloom came back to take one last look at the town he left so long ago.
What do we want?
Nothing to change!
When do we want it?
Forever!
What do we want?
Nothing to change!
When do we want it?
Forever!
As long as we're chained here, the state won't dare drown this town.
Edward Bloom?
It can't be!
It is!
We knew you'd come back. When you left, you said, quote, "I'll never forget Ashton. I'll come back, I promise."
We just thought it'd be sooner!
Edward Bloom.
Don Price.
That's Mayor Don Price.
Look, congratulations. Look, I came because I read in the paper that they were flooding the valley.
So what's your plan, Edward?
What, me? You think I'm here to save you?
You're persuasive. You can't talk to them. Get them to start building the dam?
The dam's already built. The river's already rising.
The state's not going to let us all drown.
Does anyone even know you're here?
Yeah. Maybe.
Wait, nobody knows you're here? Edward, you better help us. You're the only one who can save the town.
Not this time.
Edward's not a savior. Edward's not a saint. How can he be good for us? He's not the thing he says he ain't. We can change our fate to bread we can. We don't need this interloping man.
He's right.
I am not. I mean, what?
You gotta let go of the past.
I suggest that you start over.
Now?
Start over.
How?
Instead of drown, you move the town. Start over.
Wow!
Like a breath to we're all soaking wet, cause good God, there's a flood on the way. If we start over, tomorrow begins today.
What's so great about these buildings? Nothing. These roads are full of potholes, but that's not what makes a town. A town is made of people and memories and dreams. You got those. You don't have to stay here, you have to stay together.
But where are we moving to? We gotta get out somewhere fast.
We couldn't afford to build a new town anyway.
What if I got your land and the other money?
I lived a kind of secret life. I was a mysterious man. After meeting you, I met myself and my wife. All because you told me I can. You're upset, you're in need. I got land, I got deed. You can have every weed, every stone. You're the only man I would ever give a thing to. The truest friend that I've ever known.
You'll love this land. Lots of tasty rabbits.
Well, thank you, Amos. Thank you.
Edward, when I met you, I was living in a cave.
You convinced me to start over. Start over.
Offset the construction cost by floating a 30-year fixed rate bond tied to the NICI index. I know a guy.
In a rush, you'll be flush, I'll get cash, but hush, hush, I won't do this for just any trouble. You can start over, and Edward, I'll give you the show.
Thank you, Carl, thank you.
The land just over the hill and money to build a new town. Money to build a new town. Money to build a new town. Start over. Start over. Instead of ground, we'll move the town. Start over. You fret until we're all soaking wet, so you'd better believe what we say. If we start over, tomorrow begins today. Tomorrow begins today. Tomorrow begins. Tomorrow begins.
Wait. If what you're saying is true, then that's the biggest thing my father's ever done. He saved a town. Why wouldn't he tell me that story?
Because the story doesn't end there.
Edward, you saved us again.
That was old Don's idea.
Water's rising. Let's go.
Man, we gotta go. They're already starting to flood in the valley.
You're too late.
No, we still got an hour at least.
You're years too late.
Jenny Hill, what? I heard you married. Moved away.
My husband left me too. He could never compete with the fantasy. The girl only gets one true love, and that was you.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Here to argue or confess, only here for damsels in distress. Leave this mess and then start over. Start over. Say bye to the old fantasy. And start over. When there's pain, don't complain. Just hold on through the rain. And you'll wonder what caused all this fuss. When we start over, tomorrow begins for us.
Thank you.
that poisonous snake. Just kidding, all right? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my. Is this really my house?
All we have to do is sign. Edward Bloom, I promised I'd come back, Jenny. I'm a man of my word.
Thank you.
I'm in love with my wife from the moment I saw her until the moment I die. She's the only one.
Lucky girl.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I am.
He never came back. I guess he never said a word about saving Ashton. The greatest thing he ever did, and not a story to go with it.
He could have left you out of the story.
No, he could never risk you coming here, finding out. It had to go untold.
It was just a kiss.
You don't understand him, do you?
I want to.
Honey, you're the key to all this. The way Eddie smiled when he talked about you. Well, you were just a boy, but you were smart. He was so proud of you. You knew that, didn't you? He wanted you to be proud of him, too.
Hi. What's wrong? Are you... When? Where is he? Is Mom... okay? I'm coming. I'm sorry, I have to...
Is it Eddie? Is he...
I don't know. What happened?
Your father stopped breathing. We called an ambulance.
Is he gonna be okay? I mean, will he get back to the way he was when... Mom, I'm so sorry. I should have been there.
There's nothing you could have done.
What does Dr. Bennett say?
They'll know better in the morning. Some test. I'm supposed to go downstairs, fill out paperwork.
I'll go with you.
No, one of us should stay with him.
I'll go with you.
Dr. Bennett?
Will.
Dr. Bennett, how long have you known your father?
How old are you? Add a couple years to that.
How would you describe him?
5'9", 160, regulated hypertension.
Can you hear us?
Hard to say what anyone hears. Harder still to know if they're listening.
I know about Ashton, Dad. I know what you did. You saved the town. And broke a girl's heart. I get why you didn't want Mom to know. I do. But what you did was heroic. I made a list of your stories. There are 36 basic tales, with a lot of variations, of course. Some are just jokes, awful jokes, mostly. But you take the rest, and it's like a myth. An epic tale about a farmer's son from Alabama who wanted to see the world. You never did, though. I did, and I think that's because of you. All this time, I thought you were trying to impress me. You were really trying to inspire me. Dad, do you want me to get a nurse? What can I do? Can I help? Can I get you something? Water?
The river.
The river?
Tell me how it happens.
How what happens?
How I go.
I don't. You mean what the witch showed you? I don't know that part of the story. Dad, you never told me.
Will.
I can't. Dad, I don't know how to do this. I could try, Dad. If you help, just tell me how it starts.
Like this.
Okay.
First things first, we're in this prison cell. Have to find a way to break out, find another place to stake out. Look around, be sure we aren't seen. Slowly check the door before we're spotted. I know you've been a secret double agent, but we can turn the page into another kind of steak. Let's go, the door is just our first opponent. So step out of your state of shock. We only need to pick this lock.
No need.
What next is all anyone needs to begin. What next has been a friend to you. What's next to do? One word and then suddenly once more again. Just like a pen writing a perfect tale. Out the door and pray the coast is clear.
Edward.
Noses to the ground before we're spotted.
We were spotted.
So now face the ultimate decision. Relinquish our control as we surrender up the fight. Or else say hello to the collision. Just do our job and do it well. Or better yet, let's run like hell.
Will, what are you doing?
Figured out what's wrong with me, Doc. Been out of water too long.
Of course.
What's next is all anyone needs to begin. What's next has been a friend to you. What's next to do? One word and then suddenly once more again. Just like that pen writing a perfect
tale. Edward Blue brings a good color on you. Brings out your eyes.
All right, Dad.
You know who else has green eyes?
Mermaid.
The mermaid. Sea green. Absolutely beautiful. There, my old Chevy.
Edward Blue, how did you swim? Danger in the world. What was in the heart that beats inside you? Were you simply wetter than the ordinary average man? Or was it just your fins and scales to guide you? So what's next? We start the car. What's next? We hit the road. What's next? We find the river. What's next? What's next? And who do we see at the river to greet you? Everyone there at the river to meet you. Everyone you ever knew, ever spoke of, waiting for you to arrive. Now can you see Carl by the tree in the distance? Amos arrives with his usual flair. Zacky and Don gather round cheering on. Yes, even the witch is there. A friend to you, what's next to do? Only one dad, only one flowering, one son. Edward, you're done writing your perfect tale. Tell me the perfect tale. It was a perfect tale.
Well, I can't say this was a surprise, actually. But thank you all for coming. A man is as rich as his friends. I am a tycoon. But someone's missing here.
I've seen this all before. When I was just a child, I met a witch who took a bow and showed me how it ended. We stood here on the shore. The air was sweet and mild. With disbelief implausibly suspended. In my child's imagination, I remember you. Though I didn't know if we were foes or friends, but now you're standing here, I see the vision coming clear. I know exactly how this ends. It ends with you, it ends with me, it ends the way our story's ending is supposed to be. A bit insane. a touch of pain, adeptly told, yet uncontrolled. It ends with faith, it ends with love, it ends with water in a river and the sun above. Part epic tale, part fire sail, but all sincere as standing here. I know I wasn't perfect, I know my life was small, I know that I pretended that I knew it all. When you tell my story, and I hope somebody does, remember me as something bigger than I was. It ends with song, it ends with wild, it ends with knowing where the pavement bends, we find our life. So let it come and let me go. Show me the waves and let them flow. It all means well. This much I know.
And that's how it happens. That's how you go.
Biggest fish in the whole world. It was as big as a car.
Now, son, let's stick to the facts. It was at least as big as a trunk.
Yeah, a trunk! And we're gonna catch it!
I can't wait! I want to see this fish.
You get hungry, there's barbecue.
You know, it was right here on this spot that your granddad helped me catch my first fish. It was this big.
What you doing?
That is a loon fantasy.
Of your story if you can. Be the champion in the fight, not just the man. On a wing or on a prayer, get there only with your voice. With a story in your heart, you won't need any other choice. You're the hero fighting.